Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday morning, May the 25th. I'm Joy Cardine. State lawmakers are like other state employees and have a sick leave benefit. And once they retire, they can apply unused sick days and apply that to paying for health insurance. But once it was reported late last year that lawmakers rarely took any sick days, even when they were sick, many called for this practice to end. Some said reporting practices should be tightened, but the benefit should stay. Others said the sick leave benefit and the accumulation of the sick leave benefit should be ended for all elected officials. This hour, we're going to talk with one legislator who says lawmakers like himself should not be able to save up sick time, and we will wonder what you think. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Pat Kreitlow, Democratic State Senator from Chippewa Falls, co-sponsoring a bill to end lawmakers' sick leave benefits. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, pretty good, thank you.
So why are you doing this?
We're doing it because it's frankly, the four of us co-sponsors, the four Democratic freshmen in the state Senate, frankly, we're surprised that this discussion is still going on. This story really came to light late last year, and we thought that certainly that would be one of the first things covered in the new session of the legislature, but it appears that some of our more seasoned colleagues in the Assembly and the Senate can't seem to agree on a version of a bill to pass. It seems to us the most common sense version of the bill would be to end sick leave for state lawmakers. And so after going through the normal rigors of being seen and not heard, we've decided it's time to be heard. And so we've authored this bill.
So how would your bill read? What exactly would it do?
Essentially, it would just end the benefit for legislators. The bill version that passed the Assembly earlier would have also ended it, as you mentioned, for all other elected officials. But in our case, we look at this as simply a perk that is not used by legislators, is not needed by legislators, because we frankly don't claim sick time by the nature of our jobs. And so let's end it for legislators right now.
Yeah, it doesn't apply, though, immediately. It just applies to the next incoming legislature?
That's right, because you can't change the rules in midterm, but effective with the next term, that benefit would end. It would not remove the accrued time for lawmakers who have, you know, already racked up that benefit. Again, you can't go back and take something away that people have earned, but we can stop the system so that, you know, from the next term on, that benefit is simply not there. It doesn't belong there. It probably should not have been extended to legislators in the 70s, and it's time to end it. But frankly, when it was introduced or extended to lawmakers in the early 1970s, healthcare benefits were extended to a lot of classifications of people because back then it was an afterthought. Health insurance was, by comparison, dirt cheap, a very easy thing to negotiate. Nowadays, we know better. Healthcare costs have just exploded, and there's a real concern that this kind of benefit could be a real drain on state taxpayers, and certainly isn't one that's needed by lawmakers.
Now, why isn't it needed by lawmakers? It's needed, apparently, for other state employees and other elected officials.
Well, because state legislators don't have the kind of regular hours that most people in the private sector have, and frankly, many other elected officials, whether you're a district attorney, a judge, a cabinet secretary, and so forth, there are still supervisory duties. And with that comes the expectation that you would have a typical work week. Legislators, on the other hand, essentially come and go. Sometimes we're needed for floor sessions or committee hearings. But this week, you know, my work week in Madison totaled all of 3 hours for a clean air hearing. So except for 7 hours of driving, the rest of my work week has been done through phone calls, emails, and as you can probably tell, sniffling and sneezing all around my house.
Actually, I couldn't tell. Sorry, you're not feeling well.
That's all right. Thank you.
But, you know, I think what probably did outrage outrage a lot of folks when they heard about this story late last year when it was reported was that there were lawmakers who might have even been hospitalized for long periods of time who did not claim that they took sick days.
The surprising part about that, to me as an observer at the time, was that legislators said they did not know that benefit existed for them to take sick leave, and consequently you saw people looking to take that sick leave retroactively, because again the benefit was not clear to them. That simply to me is a sign that that's a benefit that shouldn't be there, should just go away. Legislators are fairly compensated. I wouldn't say it's generous, but I would say that it's fair. But in terms of this sick leave, we're really talking about something that most lawmakers don't take because they don't consider this a typical work week. We can be called anytime, 24 hours a day. We can be stopped in the grocery store or wherever and asked to consider this or that for legislation. So we're simply not on the same order as other workers who either have office jobs or supervisory jobs. So let's just make sure that our lawmakers are compensated fairly, but this particular benefit just would be too difficult to track.
Or doing radio interviews even when you're sick with a cold.
At 6 in the morning, that's right.
You're not going to claim a sick day today.
No need for that. No, there's still plenty of work that I can get done up here.
Pat Kreitlow, our guest, Democratic State Senator from Chippewa Falls, co-sponsoring a bill that would end sick leave benefits and the accumulation of sick leave benefits for state lawmakers. What do you think? What questions do you have? Should this be a benefit for state lawmakers or not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, May the 25th. Coming up later this morning after 8 o'clock, it's our regular Friday Week in Review when we talk with two guests from different perspectives about the top news stories of the week. And Ben Marins this afternoon after 4 o'clock hosts his regular Friday feature, Your Views on the News. That's after 4 this afternoon. Right now, we're talking about an issue in the state legislature, talking with Democratic State Senator Pat Kreitlow of Chippewa Falls, who is co-sponsoring a bill that would end sick leave benefits for state lawmakers. And we have open lines for you, for your reaction to this legislation, your questions for our guest, your views on this news, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Senator Kreitlow saw a news release from Senator Canavis, a Republican, who said, well, it's about time, Democrats, that you came around on this issue. Why the delay?
Well, I think the same could be asked of Senator Canavis. When Republicans were running the state Senate, Sheldon Wasserman, an assemblyman from the Milwaukee area, circulated a bill to get rid of the sick leave benefit, and as the newspaper articles all say, he was met with blank stares, could not find a single co-sponsor, and consequently the measure went nowhere. So for anybody on the other side of the aisle to claim some kind of a delay, well, it's a bit disingenuous, and frankly, the four of us authoring this bill haven't been in the legislature till now, and frankly think it's time to have that benefit end for lawmakers. Again, we have seen a Republican version of the bill that would have deleted that benefit to all other classifications of elected officials, but we don't think that that's been given enough study yet to see if that is a good competitive benefit to keep good people in those positions. But we surely can't defend it for legislators. So, frankly, lawmakers should have gotten rid of it a long time ago.
Why not extend the bill to include all elected officials? I believe Senator Canavis said the Republican version of the bill takes it away from judges and district attorneys and others.
It sure does, and those are positions where We're talking about people who could just as easily work in the private sector and earn two, three, four, many times more than what they'll make as a salary in the public sector working for the people. So if that's the kind of competitive benefit that helps keep quality people in those positions, then that's something worth studying rather than just slashing it just, you know, out of fear of, you know, one newspaper article. We really expect legislators to be more thoughtful and deliberative and to take a good hard look at this benefit and see if it is worth it or if it should be amended or modified for some of these other positions, especially, as I mentioned earlier, given that they do work a typical work week, they do oversee staff, they rarely take sick days because it would disrupt a court schedule, for example, or departmental meetings. So again, there are reasons to study the sick leave benefit and consider modifying it one way or another for elected officials. But for legislators, it's simply something that's not defensible and should be eliminated.
Well, Representative Gary Sherman, a Democrat from Port Wing, did defend the sick leave benefit. We had him on this program back when this was breaking. And I'm trying to remember exactly what he said, but for the most part, it was, this is a reasonable retirement benefit that is provided to every state employee. Lawmakers actually earn the sick leave at a lower rate than typical state employees. It is an important benefit for people, for working class people who are not wealthy and go into government service to serve. Most people in the legislature are perfectly honest people and don't deserve to be treated as criminals.
Well, Gary's absolutely right. And here's what I mean. He gets the gist of it, that this really is not a sick leave benefit. It is another retirement benefit. We get one retirement benefit as a legislator. This is essentially another retirement benefit whose value is reduced by the amount of sick time that you take. And so if you don't take any sick time, you get this entire secondary retirement benefit. So to be fair to Gary, if you want to advocate taking away this benefit entirely, you might want to consider beefing up either the current benefit or the pay for current legislators, as Gary said, so working men and women who leave their jobs or careers can afford to take a job in the public sector. Now, our bill doesn't do that. It doesn't call for a legislative raise. It doesn't call for boosting any of our other benefits. It just calls for removing this particular benefit because we don't take sick leave. But it is a worthy concept to look at because, as I know from running my first campaign and my three freshman co-authors, it is tremendously difficult for anybody to run for a seat in the legislature nowadays, especially given, you know, the entrenched nature of the incumbency, the obscene amount of money that has to be raised. We've really priced a lot of regular folks out of running. So whether you're talking about the salary and the benefit or simply the cost to mount a first-time campaign, you know, Gary's right in noting that we are pricing a lot of people out of public service.
Yeah, and I seem to recall him saying if a lawmaker doesn't want to use this benefit or doesn't need to use this benefit for the unused sick leave, don't use it or return it.
Right, and that was a possibility that was brought up by some lawmakers. The difficulty in that is just because you say you're not going to take it doesn't make it no longer available to you or your spouse or your children, you know, once you pass on, because technically it can be passed on to other family members. And that's why some officials like Governor Doyle and Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson called for simply tightening the reporting requirements instead for the sick leave benefit. And while that might be one way to go about it, I think we've also seen by now the difficulty of trying to track legislators' time. They're all over the place. They don't punch a clock. They don't have one workplace that they go to. I think, to be honest, that trying to track our hours and what hours are we sick and what hours are we working could be so onerous and cumbersome and complicated, it's probably a better idea just to eliminate the benefit altogether. And then if you want to, raise legislators' compensation in other areas, but we'll save that fight for another day.
Is that going to be your next bill?
No, I don't think so. As I said before, I think legislators are fairly compensated. Again, it's not generous, but it's fair for the duties that we do.
Well, let me ask listeners again, what's your reaction to this? Do you think the sick leave benefit for state legislators ought to be eliminated or not? Should the sick leave benefit be eliminated for all elected officials, as one version of legislation has it? Or should reporting practices just be tightened up and make sure if a legislator is sick, he or she claims a sick day? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. This has been an issue that had been pretty hot in recent months, and we've even had listeners calling up during our state capitol report and elsewhere saying, whatever happened to that issue, and how come the legislature isn't acting on this? I guess I can ask you, Senator Kreitlow, what does it look like? Does it look like you have a lot of support for your version of this bill?
I think there will be. I think there will be bipartisan support in both the Senate and the Assembly. It's a fairly common sense measure that people will say, with a few exceptions, that this is a starting point for removing this benefit from legislators and then examining it for other officials. And we need to take this vote on this bill. We need to move past this, because what's happened in the interim is that we essentially have broken down into the usual playground politics as usual. We've had debates on other matters interrupted so that we can have technical pulling motions to pull the assembly bill out of committee, which has led to hard feelings, because then we're off the calendar for the matters we're supposed to be working on. And I think that raises one important point. This benefit and the debate on it affects almost none of your listeners. If a few legislators were to take the benefit that comes to them, cash in these credits for health insurance, it wouldn't change their lives one bit. Instead, you can literally hear them saying to the radio, why aren't you guys working on my health benefits? Why aren't you making it more accessible and affordable for me? Why aren't you giving me property tax relief? Stop the navel-gazing and get to work on my issues. This is why we voted a whole bunch of new people into office. So we need to get past this and back to working on an agenda for working families.
Yeah. Did you get an earful from your constituents on this?
No, it does not matter to them.
An earful that you have it.
No, not at all. They're much more concerned with health care costs. They're much more concerned about what is or isn't in the state budget. And so for our legislative time to be bogged down in petty squabbling, I think is one of those reasons why occasionally you get in a new crop of freshmen who want to cut through all that and say, can we please set the posturing aside on both sides of this issue and just pass this one bill? And I think we can do that and get back to work.
Well, we have a news break from National Public Radio coming up. Is that a bird in the background?
Oh, that's the cockatiel. Yes, I'm sorry.
He or she is quite happy.
Very happy the sun has come up over Lake Wissota. That's right.
Pat Kreitlow, our guest, Democratic State Senator from Chippewa Falls, co-sponsoring a bill to eliminate the sick leave benefit for state legislators. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We'll get the latest news, and then I hope we'll take your calls here on the Ideas Network. This is an Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us on this Friday morning, May the 25th. It's 6:36. We're talking about sick leave benefits for state legislators, with a state legislator who is introducing legislation to eliminate the benefit. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Do me a favor and call one of those numbers. I want to make sure our phones are working. They're so quiet this morning, I can't get over wondering if we have a gremlin in the system or something. We did get a call during the newscast who wanted to just talk about how we need universal health care in the state, but we're really talking about whether or not we think this sick leave benefit for state legislators should be eliminated or not. Maybe you remember when this came to light late last year, a report that few state legislators were claiming sick days, even when they were sick. After retirement, unused sick time, sick days, can be used to pay for health insurance, which, according to the report, would cost taxpayers some $3.2 million. Ever since that news came out, many started questioning whether lawmakers should be getting this perk, and there's been some debate over various versions. Should the benefit be eliminated entirely? Should it be eliminated not only for legislators, but for all elected officials, including the executive branch, you know, the governor? What about other elected officials like DAs and judges? There is a Republican version of this bill that would repeal the accumulation of sick leave for all elected officials. This Democratic proposal applies only to members of the legislature. And then there are others who say this is a benefit that lawmakers should get just as other state employees get, and they just need to be better about reporting if they take sick time. So, where are you on this issue, or is it an issue that doesn't really matter all that much to you? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison 263-1890. A group of freshman Democratic senators this week announced that they will introduce legislation to eliminate a lawmaker's ability to accumulate unused sick leave balances. The four include Senator John Lehman of Racine, Senator Jim Sullivan of Wauwatosa, and Senator Kathleen Beinhout of Alma, and our guest this hour, Senator Pat Kreitlow, Democratic State Senator from Chippewa Falls, who is one of the co-authors of this bill to end the sick leave benefit for lawmakers. Okay, I guess our phones are working because now the calls are coming in fast and furious. Darwin in DeSoto is with us first. Hi, Darwin, you're on the air.
Good morning. How you be today?
Well, I'm better now that people are calling in.
Good to hear. Let's say we eliminate the sick leave time for our elected officials and keep their monetary benefits intact as per doctor's signature. And this way we know that there is no waste and there's full loyalty amongst our elected officials.
So you're saying keep the benefit, but have a doctor's excuse and take a sick day when you have one. Is that what you're saying?
Right, but throw that 2 weeks out the door because that's just a bender on our taxes.
What do you mean, throw the 2 weeks out the door?
Throw the 2 weeks sick leave out the door as needed, not 2 weeks to stack up like a bank account.
Oh, I see. Keep a sick leave benefit, but don't accumulate it, Senator Kreitlow?
Well, essentially, yeah, give legislators sick days, and that's something that legislators do not have. We don't essentially get sick days. We don't get paid time off for vacation days or funerals or things like that. You know, we're paid on a salary, and so whether our work week is 40 hours or 4 hours or 94 hours, as I'm sure the case will be near the end of June here, we get paid the same. And so consequently, it makes it difficult to, let's say that you are too ill to attend a hearing or a floor session. I think what the caller is essentially looking for now is, rather than that legislator needing to get back to work the next day, now we have to get a doctor's note. I think it comes back to what I said earlier about, you know, such reporting regulations may be so cumbersome and onerous that I don't think you'll see a lot of legislators actually following through on that. Maybe just, you know, coming in sick when, frankly, it might be better if they stayed home and didn't infect the rest of their staff.
Yeah, that's a problem, too. Mark in Oak Creek, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Mm-hmm. I just want to clarify for the audience. This is State Representative Mark Honnadel calling.
Oh, well, welcome.
Good morning. And the good senator would be much more efficient and much more productive for the taxpayers if he would just pass the bill that I had already passed out of the assembly. I passed this bill out of my committee. It eliminates sick pay for legislators, branches, DAs, all of which who just don't need this particular benefit. So to save time and money, another bill does not need to be introduced. The bill that was already passed out of the House should just get voted on, done, and we move along, like the senator discussed earlier.
Yeah, and what about the senator saying, you know, we can maybe look at those other branches and or other elected officials down the road. Let's just eliminate this for the state legislator first. The state legislator doesn't have staffs and, you know, and that kind of thing.
No, the bill was looked at, the bill was discussed, and the judicial branch and the judges and the DAs, this is a benefit that the normal person on the street would never see in his lifetime. We get paid every day because we're on salary. We get health insurance, and to have an additional benefit for sick pay after we retire from this job is ludicrous.
Yeah.
I don't know one person in the private sector that gets a benefit like this. So a good step is to eliminate the legislator, the judicials, the governor. You know, let's show the citizens that we're serious about this sick pay business. Get the bill passed through the Senate that we already passed through the House and be done with this issue.
Yeah, Senator Kreitlow, why not just pass that assembly bill that's already passed?
Well, the assemblyman...
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. The assemblyman makes some good talking points that have often been used because a lot of people make a good career out of assailing the benefits that public sector employees make, never mind the contributions that they give to society. And no doubt, as has been said to us by more senior members, even if this bill were to pass, even if the assemblyman's bill were to pass, that would not stop them from going after somebody else's benefits because it makes for good political hay. You never go wrong pandering, campaigning against unnamed bureaucrats and politicians. What we're looking for here is simply the common sense notion that lawmakers don't need it, don't use it. We can examine it for DAs and judges and cabinet secretaries, but a lot of my colleagues aren't even interested in doing that kind of due diligence because it's much more exciting political theater to rail against anybody in the public sector and pander for votes. It's wrong, and we need to take care of our own house first.
Representative Honadel?
Well, obviously the freshman senator is very good at playing this game already. So, you know what? If you want to be efficient, Senator, pass the bill that's already been moved through the House, and let's get it done.
Yeah. And you're saying just worry about the legislators and not those other branches, Senator Kreitlow.
Well, yeah, exactly as I said. You know, legislators have a different work environment compared to the supervisory nature of DAs and judges and other elected officials who actually have to run an office. People like the assemblyman and myself don't have those same work requirements and consequently don't need the same benefit requirements.
And they typically have a 40-hour a week work week, or they work 5 days a week. They have more of a typical work week.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pat Kreitlow, our guest, Democratic State Senator from Chippewa Falls, sponsoring a bill that would eliminate the sick leave benefit for state legislators, thanks to State Representative Mark Honadel, who just called in. Was supporting a different version of this bill that would also apply to other elected officials. We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 13 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, we'll wonder if you've seen any good movies lately. Lots of big movies opening in the past week or so, many more this weekend, and lots of big blockbusters, at least they hope, coming this summer. We'll talk about the summer movie crop with our movie critic, Mike Mayo, coming up after 7. Right now, we're talking about whether or not state lawmakers should have a sick leave benefit or if it should be eliminated. As advocated by our guest this hour, Pat Kreitlow, Democratic State Senator from Chippewa Falls. 1-800-642-1234 if you have a question or comment about this. In Madison, 263-1890. Renee in, is it Rice Lake?
It sure is.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Senator Kreitlow, I want to congratulate you on your success in your campaign.
Thanks, Renee.
I'm confused here by this benefits. Are you saying that someone who has a legitimate illness that puts them in the hospital or long-term chronic, that they don't get sick leave?
Well, they won't get paid sick time. They'll continue to draw their salary, as they're always able to do. The only difference is, again, this secondary retirement benefit that they get will no longer be available to them or any other member of the legislature. We keep referring to it as sick leave when, in fact, it's more or less a second retirement account that is reduced if you get sick. So it's really not in your best interest to claim any kind of sick time should you get in an accident or some kind of injury or illness. It's probably more fair to just have proper compensation for a legislator and not monkey around with a retirement account that gets increased or decreased depending on whether you have a cough or a cold or cancer.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense to me then. And that is the kind of legislation I could support. And I'm thankful that you're being thoughtful and critical about cleaning your house first and instead of doing this blanket sweep without doing some real research to find out the impact.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that because, again, you know, part of what, you know, Senators Lehman and Sullivan and Vinehout and I, you know, were elected to do was in part clean up house down in Madison, you know, specifically just our own legislative house, and get to work for families and work on, you know, Joy mentioned the caller who called during the news break wanting to talk about universal health care. These are the kind of debates that we need to continue having and not get bogged down with our own housekeeping matters.
Yeah. Thank you, Renee, very much for the call and for those just joining us. That is what happens for the most part now, Senator Kreitlow, is a legislator, if you, you know, you're sick, you, a lot of times you work anyway, even if you are sick, if you claim a sick day, that then reduces the amount of unused sick time that you can, at this point, convert into health care benefits post-retirement, isn't it?
That's right, which, you know, takes effect after you're 55 years old, and at that point, you can then use that those unaccrued sick leave credits to purchase health insurance through the state retirement plan or through the state health insurance plan. And again, that may be a very fine benefit for regular state employees and perhaps other elected officials. But for legislators, it's just so nearly impossible to track your sick time. That is it really fair that taxpayers should essentially be charged for unused sick time when, in fact, you were sick and just didn't claim it?
Yeah. And right now, as I had mentioned sometime in the program, right now with that benefit is costing taxpayers about $3.2 million.
Well, it could. If every legislator were to then retire and every one of them were to use all of their credits, that's what it would come to. But the fact of the matter is some legislators have accrued so much sick leave time that it would be nearly impossible for them to use it all unless they live to be, you know, well into their 100s. Now, granted, as I mentioned earlier, that credit can still be passed on to a spouse or children if they've apparently already enrolled in the state insurance plan. So it's conceivable that all of those millions of dollars in credits could be used up, but highly unlikely. This really isn't a fiscal matter. It's just a matter of appearance and how it looks if lawmakers have this benefit when they rarely, if ever, claim sick time.
Next, we go to Dan in Madison. Hi, Dan. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. As a state worker, actually, I do enjoy the benefit of accruing my sick leave. I notice a lot of people use all their sick leave, and unfortunately, they lose that benefit. But for state legislators, I guess my main concern is I don't get my breakfast paid for when I go to work. I don't get my lunch paid for when I go to work. I don't get my dinner paid for when I go to work, which the state legislators do through their per diems. They also get credits for housing in Madison. They get credits for their mileage. And about the comment earlier about some weeks they work 90 hours, some weeks they work 4 hours. Well, the reason they're working 90 hours is they didn't work 40 hours the earlier weeks, and they procrastinated and put stuff off later. So I think I would be more concerned about the other benefits that actually the U.S. state senators or the U.S. senators, congressmen, and the locals all use these per diems, which I think is almost actually more money in the long run.
Yeah,
so,
and I can have our guest talk about that, but it is a different topic, Dan. What, do you think that a state legislator should be able to accumulate unused sick leave and then use it for retirement?
Well, I guess it depends. I don't really see a problem with it, you know. I mean, they say they want to clean their house, you know. They have an X number of aides in their office. The Republicans take over. The Democrat loses an aide, and it goes to the Republicans' office. So I just think there's the pool of money, and they're just pushing it from one thing to another thing. So if they're going to not spend this money on the sick leave, it's going to just get spent somewhere else.
Well, Senator Kreitler?
Well, I think the caller makes a good point about per diems and mileage reimbursement and things like that, some of the other perks of the office. And as I've said before, legislators do get a very healthy package of benefits and perks and reimbursements. And I'm not advocating in any way, shape, or form necessarily taking them away. I'll use my own example. I bought a new car first of the year, so you know my odometer started at zero the first week of the legislative session, and I've put 16,000 miles on it already. So I don't mind the reimbursement, you know, for all the gas and the mileage that's gone into it. The answer would be, you know, to take away per diems and mileage would be to then really beef up legislators' salaries. But how do you fairly do that to account for legislators who live 200 miles away from the Capitol like I do, or 2 miles away like somebody in Madison? So I think that's why you need a fair set of per diem and mileage reimbursements. But to get back to the topic of the sick leave one, this is clearly one example of one where if we're not using it, we should just get rid of it.
Yeah, thanks, Dan, for the call. Richard in Menominee Falls. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. To me, this whole sick leave thing, hey, I've worked in the private sector my entire life. I don't get to accrue sick days and take them. This is exactly the reason why government can't relate to the average person. Where in the world can you get a job where if you do your job and you're diligent, you know, when I come to work sick, my boss appreciates the fact that I'm dedicated. I don't get to carry that day over so that in 30 years or 20 years from now, I get to take that day again. This is ridiculous. This is the reason why government just is completely out of touch with the people.
Senator Kreitler?
Well, I think that point can be made perhaps in some of the occupations, but in others, I think what the caller needs to bear in mind is that when people go into public service, and now again I'm getting back to say DAs and judges and cabinet secretaries, these are people that could make a ton more money doing jobs like his in the private sector where that kind of benefit does not exist. And so we as taxpayers need to say to ourselves, do we want the least common denominator in government, the people who will work for the cheaper rate, or in return for a lower salary than in the private sector, do we offer certain benefits so that we can attract and keep quality people in those positions? I think it's a fair trade-off to have some of the best and brightest serve as our hardworking district attorneys, judges, cabinet secretaries, and other officials. I simply take issue with it in the state legislature. Again, I want to make sure legislators are fairly compensated for leaving, you know, in my case, a perfectly good career in order to go into public service. But this particular benefit just doesn't pass the smell test for me.
Yeah, you were a TV news guy, weren't you?
Yes, I was up at TV 13 in Eau Claire for many years, and then decided to move on to a different phase of public service, and it's been a very rewarding thing up here for folks in the 23rd district. I've really enjoyed what we're going through so far, except that now and then these little housekeeping reform measures come up that we need to continue working on: health care reform, campaign finance reform, and certainly in this case, sick leave reform. All need to be looked at and done so we can get back to working for the people who elected us.
Well, now our phones are busy. Bill in Rock County will have to be our last caller as we're almost out of time. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Joy. The senator is using his reasoning of same reasoning for himself, but says that the judges and the other elected officials deserve this benefit because they're elected. And the matter of fact is that they're getting the same benefit that he is. I mean, they're getting paid a salary. They're getting paid a good salary. They work 40 hours. They work 20 hours. It makes some difference. The bill that's out there should be passed. Shouldn't have to waste time on another one. They don't deserve that particular benefit. None of them do. They take this job knowing what's available. I was on the school board for a number of years. I didn't do it for the $900 a year that they gave me because I knew that wasn't going to compensate me for the hours that I lost from my family.
I'm sorry, Senator Kreitlow, we only have 30 seconds. What's next here?
Well, I think that this bill is going to pass. I think we're then going to look at the other positions and either make some adjustment in compensation and remove the benefit or decide that the benefit is worth it.
Thanks a lot for being with us.
You're welcome.
Pat Kreitlow, Democratic State Senator from Chippewa Falls, co-sponsoring a bill to eliminate the accumulation of sick leave time for state legislators. Thanks to Leo Duran and Christina Taylor for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.